With ongoing trade tensions and threats from American leadership to increase tariffs, and Canada imposing reciprocal fees on U.S. goods, Huntsville business owners are prioritizing Canadian-made products. This, as candidates in Canada's April 28 election make the case on the campaign trail that they and their party are the best to stand up to U.S. President Donald Trump, who's spoken of annexing Canada and has imposed tariffs on Canadian goods. Catherine Cole, owner of the Grapevine on Main Street in downtown Huntsville, is shifting her focus from American products to Canadian ones, reviewing inventory and swapping out hundreds of items already. With nearly 5,000 items in store, she said most were already Canadian, but she's pushing to ensure each one tells a story of where it came from. "There's nothing I buy directly in any way from the United States, I never have, but some companies are distributors of American products," she said, adding she realized that was something she could change. "Now we're finding wonderful Canadian substitutes." While Cole said it takes an enormous amount of research to prioritize Canadian-made products, and some essentials like medications still need to be imported, she said it's worth it. She said she sees the shift as an opportunity for greater transparency. In fall 2024, Cole said a couple from Minnesota visited the store, and she connected with them instantly. A few days ago, when checking her mail, she noticed a letter from them, a message of solidarity so heartfelt it nearly brought her to tears. A passage from the letter to Catherine Cole from U.S. visitors, Bill and Nancy. "So sorry for the disruption in relations between my country and your country. A lot of BS is coming out of the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. these days. I don't think it will end anytime soon. It will take a lot of work. One day, it will happen. Catherine, the best to you, and stay strong, Canada." "I got all verklempt," Cole said. "Honestly, it's so beautiful." Chris Sullivan, of Huntsville's Red Pine Art Supply Shop, said he's proud to showcase an array of Canadian paints from Tri-Art, among many other local supplies. Samantha Sullivan and her husband, Chris, are the owners of the store in downtown Huntsville. Much like Cole from the Grapevine, the Sullivans are focused on promoting Canadian manufacturers with whom they already have long-term relationships. "The relationship between Canada and the U.S. has given us an opportunity to promote, showcase and focus on local, small businesses and Canadian brands," Sullivan told The Forester. She said they are sourcing more Canadian brands to offset U.S. tariff uncertainty and working with wholesalers to keep prices down. As an added effort, they've dedicated a section on their website and social media posts to promote Canadian art supplies. "Our consumer interest is driving this initiative," Sullivan said. "It's momentum to support Canadian companies." Rachel Hunt, executive director of the Downtown Huntsville BIA, said the association is working on an initiative to line the streets with Canadian flags. "Businesses are ordering flags and the BIA is covering the cost of installation." Hunt also ordered Canada-themed banners for downtown lampposts. "With everything that's happening in the world, it just would be so great to showcase our Canadian pride in our downtown," she said. Residents and downtown shoppers will notice the flags start to go up in mid-April. Hunt said most BIA members already source and sell Canadian products as the majority of their inventory, with those still carrying American goods increasingly shifting to prioritize local options. "Businesses that do rely on American products," she said, "may need to adapt to the growing consumer preference for Canadian-made goods." Megan Hederson is a local journalism initiative reporter covering Huntsville and Lake of Bays for MuskokaRegion.com. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.